Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you our meteorologist, and we have changed his name to Thunderstorm Pat. Good morning, Pat.
I never thought that I would despise thunderstorms the way I do so far this season.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
They really, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they don't bother me, but they do bother Shirley, and Shirley bothers Pat. And I tell you, Marshall, I am hanging by a thread. I am so tired. Yeah. You know, she just keeps me up. I mean, we had thunderstorms overnight, and she just, there's nothing you could do for her.
Nope, there isn't.
There is just nothing. She scratches at me, you know, so I take her. I try to put her on my lap. She stays there for a minute. She jumps down. She runs around the coffee table and back. She starts scratching me again. I just don't know what to do. I'm beside myself.
Well, you know, Emma is afraid of loud noises, especially snowplows when they go by, but also thunderstorms. And Emma knows when they're coming. So for the past week and a half, Emma has spent probably 60% of her time either hiding behind this big stand that holds my big, huge TV, or under the bed, or behind my chair. And then when she gets up courage, she'll come up on the chair and sit on my lap for an hour or two. But other than that, she's the same thing is up with her. It's just, I've never seen the chance of thunder. Well, the chance of thunderstorms is always there in the summertime, but I've never seen the actual thunderstorm activity like we've had it.
Right. And last night, at around 6:30, a tornado warning went out for Rockland, Westchester, Bergen, and I think maybe one other county in New Jersey, where the radar spotted a tornado, and they put out the warning till 7 o'clock. Luckily, I'm in Rockland County, luckily we did not get it here, but there was thunder, and there was rain, and there we go again with Shirley. Now today, I don't think there's going to be too much thunder. I put in a chance of a thunderstorm for late today, but I think for the most part, you're looking at some showers or drizzle in the mid-70s. Now, tonight, as a warm front comes up from the south, we could get a shower or thunderstorm. This is overnight, 65 to 70. Wednesday, we're in the hot air, low 80s. I think we may even get warmer than that if we break out to some sun. Very humid. Showers and thunderstorms, best chance late in the day. If there's any left around Thursday morning, we break out the hazy suns in the low 90s. Partly sunny, humid, low 90s again on Friday. On the weekend, a front will approach, setting up the possibility of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. And if we're lucky, maybe a little bit cooler and less humid come Monday.
So we're just into it, huh?
That's it. Stinky pattern. Really stinky pattern. Sticky, stinky pattern.
Now, I have to say, I'm the type of person who loves warm weather and sticky weather. But I also love it when a thunderstorm goes through and the skies clear out and the temperature is dropped and the humidity is dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's just that certain feeling. It's like in the springtime, going out first thing in the morning in the springtime after a long winter. The first time the rain has hit the grass and you walk out in the morning at like 4:30, and you can smell the grass. You know, it's just one of those sensory things that make me feel good. And that's what happens with thunderstorms. We don't even get that when the thunderstorms go by. The humidity goes down for just a little bit, the temperature, but it's right back. It's right back immediately.
That is correct, yeah, because there's really no change of air masses. You're right. Again, maybe a little bit of relief early next week, but I don't see anything very strong, and I don't see anything lasting too long. So that's the scoop. And, of course, I'll be on vacation. I'll be at the Cape, and I don't think the weather's going to be all that great there either. But, hey, c'est la vie. I have to tell you, I was very disappointed yesterday because they said that A Quiet Place Part 2 would be streaming on Paramount starting the 12th. And I went to my station, Paramount, and it's not on there because you have to have Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And I also found out that if you have Plus, I think you also are paying for the streaming. But I did look, and Verizon has it streaming, but there's a charge there too. I think it's $3. So I didn't get the chance to see it. But a friend of mine told me about two movies that I've never heard of, and I said, I'll talk to Marshall about it. And he said, Pat, try watching them. He said, because it may be something that you would do. I said, okay. He goes, one is called Low, L-O. Never heard of it. I said, yeah. He goes, it's kind of a comedy. He said, where they call back this demon. He said, but it's funny. I said, okay.
That's an old movie. That's from 2009, yeah. I remember that movie.
Did you ever see it?
You'll like it.
Okay.
It's a dark comedy, but it's a comedy. It involves bringing in demons to save his girlfriend and stuff like that. I won't give you too much, but yeah, you'll enjoy it. That didn't win any awards, but it's a fun movie to watch. Yep.
Okay. And the second one, 10 Cloverdale Lane. With John Goodman.
Now that I can tell you, I follow. There's a whole bunch of Cloverdale,
right?
Well, there was Cloverfield, and there's 10 Cloverfield Lanes. There's been three or four movies, all by the same producer and director. They claim they're not. It is a good movie. It's not a funny movie at all. It's not a terrible movie. It's not a terror movie, but it's a psychological thriller. And,
yeah, they told me. He said, I'm not telling you, but he says there's a good twist at the end.
Yeah, there is, and you'll like that one too. And once again, that's another movie. That's what's so great about streaming all these movies that don't make it to the big time. Okay, they don't make big, huge, but they're decent movies to sit and watch. And especially if your streaming service offers them for free, it's amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you'll like both.
I don't know
if
I'm going to have any time to watch either one of them before I leave for the Cape, but maybe if I can't watch them on TV, I'll watch them on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like Cloverfield Lane, if I remember, got high ratings on the IMDb website, and it got good ratings from a whole bunch of different critics. Now, I don't know why it never got really, 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 really popular in the movie theaters, but yeah, you'll like it, and It's like one of those things. If you've seen the other Cloverfield movies,
I haven't.
The first one is the freakiest one. That's the freakiest one.
Okay, and I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, that's the freaky one. That's that one has got some chills in it. There, that one's got some chills in it. But but you'll like this one. And Goodman plays a role where he plays it perfectly.
Okay.
He plays it perfectly.
All right, so I got to catch up on those two things. We'll see if I catch up on those. But that's it. I am so tired of this weather pattern, Marshall. I'm tired of telling people about it, and I'm sure people are tired that they have to go through it.
Well, you know, it's funny. Now that we're in it for so long, my knees have adjusted to the
humidity,
humidity and to the rain. So now that we're like a week into this, where it's just been this way. They bother me a little bit, but not as much as they did in the beginning. But I can't wait till we get a couple of real, just plain sunny, dry days. But then again, it doesn't look like that's going to happen before I have my stem cell transplant. Yeah, looks because that's going to happen on the first. It's going to happen on Monday. So it doesn't look like I'm going to get any nice days before then. So.
Well, that's too bad. Marshall, are you going to be back at the station next Friday when I return? Because I'm coming back. I'm actually coming back Thursday, so I'm going to work Friday. I'll be working the 23rd.
Here's what we're planning on. I go in again Friday, and once again, they prep the knee. And that's not very much at all. Then on Monday, I go in. I'll leave here at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll cut my show short by an hour. And I have the major stem cell transplant. More than likely, I will not be in on Wednesday. I mean on Tuesday. I won't be in on Tuesday. Then Wednesday morning, I have to go down, and then once again, they're going to take some blood platelets and transfer them into the knee as well. So Tuesday and Wednesday look iffy. But Thursday, I should definitely be in, and Friday, I should definitely be in. And who knows if it goes as what they say. I would think the earliest you could expect me back on the air is Thursday, but definitely Friday. So yes, when you get back, we can talk.
Okay, great, good. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
But I really don't know, because I totally misadjusted with all my other surgeries. I totally got that all wrong. I never thought it was going to be like it was with all the other surgeries that I had on my feet. Right. So I'm only going on if, ands, or buts. But we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yep. But that's what we're planning for. And I'll still be in touch with the station. That's the whole thing. Unlike the major surgeries that I had before, even though I'll be drugged a little bit at home, I'll still be in touch with the station and be able to do certain things at the station from my home studio. So.
Great. Okay, good.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, Pat, I'll speak with you mañana.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.